Listening Library presents The Silent Boy by Lois Lowry. Read for you by Karen Allen. Prologue. June 1987. I am a very old woman now. My great-grandchildren, who call me Daki, a name my youngest patients gave me years ago, ask me to tell them stories, and I make up tales about talking pigs with pink hair ribbons on their curly tails, or monkeys who wear vests and carry canes. I am as good at foolishness as I once was in the operating room. If I tried to tell them this story, the one I am about to set down here, their parents would send me warning looks over the heads of the children. "Don't," the looks would say. "Stop," meaning too depressing, too complicated, too long ago. So when they come to me, young Austin, named for his great-grandfather, the twins, Sam and Zoe, merry-eyed Lily, adopted from China, and solemn Catherine, who has my name but insists on it whole, never Katie, as I once was, or Kate, as I am now. When they come and ask me to tell them stories, I never tell them this one. It is not really a story for children, though it is about a child. But someday one of them will point from a car window towards a huge stone building with boarded windows set in an empty, unlandscaped field at the west side of town and ask, "What's that?" Perhaps they will see through untrimmed ivy on the stone walls.